Seventh week, seventh day. Everyone to his place of prayer. If I could find an object worthy of my utmost allegiance, writes Thomas Kelly, if I could find a mark worthy to be the aim of the bow of my life, I should gladly pull the arrow back to its head and let all fly upon a single shot. Did you ever thrill with the desire to venture forth with sublime audacity? Did you ever wish to bet your life on God, and yet it seemed you had no place to go and no armor for the battle? In ancient times, there was usually one trumpeter and one light-bearer for each army of several hundred men. The trumpeters and light-bearers stood back while the army moved forward to do battle. Now, prayer is like that. The man who prays cannot always lead in the fight. And yet prayer scatters the forces of evil faster and more completely than any mere action can do. That is the lesson of Gideon. Oh, do not be ashamed if you seem chained and impotent when the enemy approaches and the darkness deepens. Just light your torches and blow your trumpet and stand every man in his place of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, though forces of evil about us be legion, let thy power of love scatter them as dust before the wind. Amen. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah.